The wind whistles through the hills of Leicestershire, carrying the scent of cold earth and wet stone. Somewhere hidden in the shadowed fields of a limestone cliff, a blue-faced woman waits. Her claws scrape against the rocks like the nails of a thousand lost souls, and the fire in her eyes glow faintly, reflected in the puddles of the cave that she calls home. They call her Black Annis. Though her hair is blacker than midnight, her skin as pale and cold as death, her mouth stretches unnaturally wide, teeth long and jagged like iron spikes. She prowls the hills at night, a shadow among shadows, searching for those foolish enough to stray too far from the hearth. Children are warned. Stay close to the village. Stay within the circle of firelight, or she will take you. For Black Annis delights in the hunt, in the fear, in the bitter scream of mortals who wander into her grasp. She is said to carry a pouch hung at her side, where she keeps the bones of those who dared enter her domain. And some claim that if you listen closely, you can hear the soft rattle of teeth and bones from within. But her story is older, older than the village, older than the stone cottages that line the hills. Some say she was once a woman wronged, cursed by jealous neighbors, abandoned by kin, and twisted by grief and rage into something monstrous. Others say she has always been there, lurking in the liminal spaces of the hills, a living shadow of the wild and untamed earth. On moonless nights, she leaves her cave to roam the hedgerows. Her claws cut through the fog as she glides silently towards the unsuspecting. Farmers sometimes wake to see strange footprints in the snow, too large, too deep, clawed, and dripping with the scent of decay. And the children? Sometimes they vanish without a trace, leaving only a chill in the air and the distant sound of a rasping, cruel laugh that echoes from the hills. Yet she is more than a monster. She is a reminder. The wild is not tame. The night is not safe. And the human world is fragile and fleeting. Black Annis watches. She waits. And she remembers. She remembers every slight, every unheeded warning, every child who strayed, and in her cave of stone and shadow, surrounded by the trophies of centuries, she dreams, or perhaps she plots another hunt. If you wander too far from the fire tonight, beware. The hills are alive, and something waits with blue skin, iron claws, and a hunger that does not forgive. Black Annis is a figure from English folklore, primarily from Leicestershire. She is said to dwell in a limestone cave, sometimes called Black Annis's Bower, along the Charnwood Forest Hills. The stories about her date back to at least the 16th century, though some folklorists suggest the tales are far older, preserving memories of cautionary spirits connected to the wild and untamed landscapes. She is described as a blue-faced hag with iron claws, often carrying a pouch of bones. Her legend was likely used to warn children against straying too far into dangerous forests or hills. But beyond that, she reflects the English imagination's fascination with wild liminal spaces, the boundaries of human control, and the lurking danger of the unknown. Some folklorists and historians believe that Black Annis may not have begun as a monster at all, but as a goddess. One theory suggests she is a distorted echo of the ancient Celtic mother goddess Anu, or Danu, both powerful figures associated with fertility, the earth, and sovereignty. Over time, as Christianity spread and older pagan beliefs were demonized, these goddesses of creation and wild nature may have been twisted into monstrous figures to fit the new religious narrative. In this view, Black Annis is not simply a boogeywoman. She's the broken mirror of a once revered deity. Her blue skin may symbolize the sky or the other world, both deeply sacred in Celtic cosmology, while her cave represents a womb, a tomb, or an entrance to the underworld. She could be a crone archetype, embodying the final stage of the triple goddess, maiden, mother, crone. In this role, she is not evil, but necessary, a guardian of the thresholds, a force of transformation, destruction, and rebirth. The clawed hag who devours children might have once been a nature spirit who protected sacred groves and punished those who disrespected the land. With centuries of retelling and Christian reinterpretation, her power became fearsome, her wildness monstrous, her mystery dangerous. Of course, we cannot say for certain, but the echoes are there. If you listen beneath the growl and the shadow, there is something ancient in her bones. Black Annis embodies a tapestry of themes, fear and caution. Her legend keeps children safe and reminds us all that the wild has rules. She embodies the wild versus the civilized. She exists just beyond the edge of the village, a boundary spirit between order and chaos. Her iron claws and bone pouch remind us of mortality, the fragility of life. She is also the archetype of the crone, and here her symbolism deepens. In myth and folklore across the world, the crone is one of the oldest and most powerful archetypes. She represents the final phase in the life cycle of womanhood, not the maiden, not the mother, but the wise wild woman who dwells at the edge of society or the forest. But the crone is not just old. She is dangerous. She has seen too much. She knows too much. And in patriarchal cultures, knowledge held by women, especially older women, often becomes a source of fear. Black Annis fits this archetype perfectly. She's not youthful. She's not nurturing. Her wisdom is sharp, feral, and bound to the earth. She is a creature of endings, the harvest that's reaped, the death that must come before new life. She lives in a cave, a womb of stone, both tomb and origin. Her iron claws are not just for killing. They are the tools of a midwife of transformation, pulling people from the comfort of civilization into the cold clarity of the wild. Historically, crones were healers, midwives, and seers, women who lived on the fringes of their communities, respected and feared in equal measure. But with the rise of institutional religion and male-dominated systems, these women were increasingly cast as witches, hags, or monsters. Their wildness became wickedness. So it is with Black Annis. She may be a distorted echo, the wise woman, the earthbound elder, the wild feminine force who answers to no one, whose justice is rooted in instinct and old magic. Her hunger may not be literal. It may be the hunger of the forgotten feminine, the part of nature we've tried to bury under stone and reason. And like the crone in fairy tales, Baba Yaga, Hecate, the Morrigan, Black Annis does not offer comfort. She offers truth, harsh, cold, and clawed. She does not seduce or soothe. She demands that we respect the unknown or face the consequences of ignoring it. So while she may be monstrous in legend, the crone archetype invites us to ask, what was she before she was feared? And more importantly, why did we stop listening to her? So why tell Black Annis' story today, especially in the month of Halloween? Because she reminds us that the wild and unseen are still part of our world. She is a guardian of thresholds, a spirit of caution, and a figure of awe and terror. The hills, the forests, and the liminal spaces around us still hold mysteries and dangers. and Black Annis teaches that respect, awareness, and caution are not just practical, they are necessary. On Halloween, when the veil between worlds feels thinner, her legend invites us to walk carefully, honor the shadows, and remember that some stories are alive. If you listen closely tonight, maybe you'll hear her rasping laugh carried on the wind, and perhaps you'll understand why it has haunted England for centuries.